This is Jack Vaughn for the Talking Data Podcast. Today on Search Business Analytics, and I am speaking with news writer Mark LeBay. Recently attended a Forrester event down in Boston in the Back Bay on the other side of the river from Cambridge, and this was the Forrester AI Forum. There's very little that's going on today that doesn't have AI in it, at least from a high-tech and sometimes hyperbole point of view. Mark, what were some of the things you picked out at this event? I know you told me that there were actually some MIT people wandered across the river, and they were young startups that quite naturally going after the AI gold.
Yeah. So there were a number of MIT people there. They're actually all part of the MIT. It's called the MIT Startup Exchange, and it's a obviously a program out of MIT. And basically what they do is it's only 3 or 4 years old, and they partner with a number of different organizations and big companies, and they sort of allow different students and young people, or really I guess anyone who has a good idea, to get funding and partner with some of those bigger organizations and really come up with innovative stuff. And so what we had at the conference was we had four different startups. They're all sort of using AI, machine learning, you know, all of those big hot topics there, to launch a number of different products. And they're all kind of part of this. It's called the STEX 25. It's an accelerator program. And they're sort of the best startups that MIT has to offer.
So what are they doing with AI here? Are they mixing it with applications? Are they trying to do predictions? Give me a handle on some of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, they're doing a lot of different, really pretty cool things with AI. You know, one of the companies is called Gamelon. It's started by this guy, Ben Vergoda. So he's using basically AI and natural language processing, which is another one of those big keywords, to sort of help companies streamline basically customer service. What he's doing is taking customer feedback, sort of replacing those multiple choice surveys with simply a box that says, well, tell me about this product. You know, tell me if you had any issues with it. And this is all AI. There are no humans involved. You know, he talked about a car, for example. You buy a car, he says, instead of having a multiple choice saying, hey, how do you like the tires? Do you like them, you know, 1 to 10? You just say, well, hey, I like the tires. I like the headlights, but I don't like, you know, I don't like the seating. It's not comfortable. Well, the AI then categorizes that using natural language processing, and according to him, it's supposed to give the company, you know, better results.
Mm-hmm. Did he talk about any of the underlying technology he was employing in that regard?
He did talk about, of course, you know, it uses that natural language processing, obviously, to really read and discover what a customer is saying. But it also uses machine learning. Every time, you know, a customer would give feedback, it will then go back and look at past feedback and figure out, hey, I think that this feedback would align with this person's feedback from 3 months ago or from the other day. So it is using a bit of those technologies.
Well, it's been a matter of discussion in the office here with all the different sites we're involved with. Of course, one of the sites, the Search Customer Relationship Management, and some of the editors there feel that I'm too much into Google Voice, you know, because I can hardly go very long without talking about it. But, you know, having seen some of the earlier systems and the problems they had with natural language processing, I find it interesting right now that there does seem to be so much digital data there of this kind that they're making some progress. So we'll keep an eye on Gamelon.
Yeah, yeah.
What else was on the the menu.
Another cool one actually was, it's called Humatics. This is run by Matt Carey. It's a three-year-old startup here. Their goal is to, and this is a quote, "Our goal is to bring robots, people, and infrastructure together through the millimeter scale infrastructure." Now, that's a fancy way of saying they have a GPS system that basically tracks people down or tracks whatever down to the millimeter. This is opposed to, you know, GPS in your car, which would be, you know, a few feet. It's accurate, but it's not accurate to the point of what these guys are trying to do. This is technology that would be useful in, say, a factory when we need, when someone needs to track maybe a car. They're making a car, and they want to make sure that the car body is traveling down the factory. They don't want to... If it's in the wrong place, a machine could easily mess it up. They could put something where it's not supposed to be, or a worker could even get hurt. But basically, this company makes these little trackers, and they track it down to the millimeter, and it works inside or outside of a building, and it's really more of a safety type of thing for factories.
Okay.
We also have, it's a company, it's called Legit. And I do think it's legit. It is a startup, but I do think it is legit. Basically, what it does, it lets companies reduce time to market by streamlining ideation. Another one of those long sentences that all it really means is sort of like almost that first company we talked about, but this allows people to get real-time feedback as to what R&D projects are original and which ones are not. So it sort of goes into huge amounts of texts, big data, and uses machine learning algorithms, natural language processing to look at this data, organize this data, and then sort of find out, hey, has this product been created before? And if it has, you know, then go ahead and alert the company that's working on the product.
Sort of like a patent search?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Obviously, there are millions of patents, so it has to be able to, I mean, look at data incredibly fast, and there must be really sort of fine-tuned natural language processing in there.
Well, again, we're seeing advances in natural language processing. It seems to be underlying a lot of advances in analytics and also data management and doing them all closer to now. You know, real time is in the eye of the beholder. But you know it when you see it.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
Let's shift gears for a second and look at some of your other recent work. I know that you have looked at, again, in natural language processing, IBM doing some work on a debate system. And What did you see in that research?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Actually, I spoke with IBM while I was at the Forrester AI Forum. I had a phone call, and I had to run out of there and take notes on the fly. But basically, for the last 6 years around, immediately after IBM's Watson was actually showcased on Jeopardy, a team in Israel, they started this project called Project Debater. It's essentially the idea is it's a robot that can, well, actually debate with people in real time. It was kind of under wraps. I mean, people knew about it, but they'd never seen it until about a month ago when in San Francisco they debated in front of a live audience. It debated two professional debaters. And the thing was pretty cool. It actually worked. I mean, it has a database of something like 300 million articles. Just a massive database, and it has the ability, using this machine learning algorithms and natural language processing, to go into those things, pull out key ideas, and put them into a sentence on almost whatever topic you want. The team in Israel, they sort of trained this robot how to debate, on a number of different topics, just a general how to debate, you know, say telling the robot we need to talk about facts, we need to talk about ethics, and using its huge database, it's actually able to go into those articles, extrapolate the information, and present it in real time in a real sentence that actually makes sense. You know, during this debate last month, it actually was able to hear what its opponent said and then present a compelling argument as to why the opponent was wrong.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called IBM's Project Debater. I even spoke with a bunch of analysts, and they were impressed, to say the least, with this technology.
Well, maybe we can get the debater to join our Talking Data podcast and just pick a fight.
Yeah. No, I think that would be good.
Okay. Well, thanks for the rundown. Again, it seems like, natural language processing seemed to be a theme, and advances in AI, which was sort of in a sleepy winter for a while. So I'd like to thank Mark, and I'd like to thank the audience that's joined us today on the Talking Data podcast. This is Jack Vaughn saying we'll hope to see you next time.